Welcome to Get Comfortable, the podcast where we're tossing aside the rule book and diving deep into the juicy, messy, and sometimes awkward world of sex, relationships, communication, and making our own damn rules.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Jody, and we're your hosts.
Find a comfy spot and join us every Monday as we laugh, learn, and challenge the status quo. Subscribe now for a journey into uncharted territories of communication, relationships, and self-discovery. All right. Today, we have a special guest with us. We have our friend Jerry, and we are asking him a bunch of questions. These are questions for the guys. So we've had several listeners and friends send us questions that they would ask men. And so he's here to help us answer some of your most pressing questions. Jody, can you kick us off with the first one?
Yeah. So Jerry, what are three things that you would like women to do more in bed?
Go on top more. Do the work more. We get tired, especially when we get old. Like, it takes some recovery time. So take some load off, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Do you think that men care about Valentine's Day? Like, do you personally do anything if you're seeing someone for it, or would you expect them to do something for you?
I mean, I think I can speak for most men. We don't give a shit about Valentine's Day. We do it for y'all. And I mean, we obviously get things in return later on. But yes, if I'm seeing someone, I'm absolutely going to do something for Valentine's Day. That's the number one reasons why women break up with men is you don't get a Valentine's gift. You don't get a Christmas gift, or you don't get an anniversary gift. Forgotten anniversary is a big one, but it's taken seriously. And as a man, if you're seeing someone, I think you should always do something on Valentine's Day, whether it just be flowers or a little gift. I'm not saying go crazy unless she's absolutely into it. But no, as a whole, I don't think men really care about Valentine's Day. That's a day for the ladies. Yeah, like at work last night, I took in Snickers and I gave all the women on the line a Snickers. And one of them was like, what, you're just giving them to the ladies? I'm like, yeah, we don't give a shit about Valentine's Day. And the guy's like, I like chocolate. I'm like, cool, I'll get you some tomorrow, but today's their day.
That's funny.
Oh, is it my turn? Okay. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yes.
Oh, like a lot?
Honestly, I mean, if the sex is bad and you don't want to like flat out hurt her feelings, then you're just like, all right, let's just get this over with and be done here. I mean, that's, yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody's faked an orgasm at least once in their life.
Once or twice.
It avoids the conflict and the drama, you know, like you're going to really hurt someone's ego and break their heart and crush their soul if you're just like, all right, this sucks, get off me.
Have you ever dated anyone where you like had to fake it all the time because it was just never?
Oh, no, I wouldn't. Okay. Like, there's got to be sexual compatibility.
Yeah.
Next question. How common is it for men to get rejected by women?
It really depends on the setting. Like, there are men out there. I got a buddy. Oh, anyways, like he's like, I've never really been one to get rejected because I don't make moves on women like that. And his explanation was that there's been some flirting back and forth. And if there wasn't a mutual interest, then he's not going to invest his time or energy into that. He already knows he's not going to. So why set yourself up for that rejection? Whereas I had a different point of view. And I'm like, 9 out of 10 are going to shoot you down. So you keep swinging until you get one. That's the motto I've always had, especially like, I mean, if you're looking at a guy trying to approach a woman for a first date or just to get to know him or something versus a guy in a bar that's just trying to pick up a woman to take home for the night. In that instance, it's very common. You're out at the bars. There's women, there's dudes all over. Like, what makes you better than the one next to them? And a lot of it's in the approach, but a rejection is not always a bad thing. How you handle it can turn that rejection completely around. You might approach a woman and just be like, hey, you're beautiful. Can I ask your name? Can I buy you a drink? She might say, no, I'm not interested. And you're like, oh, okay, well, have a good night. Run into her down the road, whether it be later that night or a few times later, and she's going to be like, oh, this dude was actually respectful when I shot him down. So you shoot your shot again, you might get what you want. But
we talked about that in a previous episode before about if you reject a guy and how he reacts, if he like, it can make you think like, oh, wow, he was actually nice. Like, I know the bar's low, but like if he was actually nice about it, it kind of makes you think, oh, well, maybe like maybe.
I have had that happen where someone shot me down and then down the road, she'll come in, especially as a bartender, someone will shoot me down. Then they'll come in when I'm bartending and they're like, oh, and I'll give them shit for it. Just kind of like break that awkwardness or whatever. Yeah. Just joking around and it'll turn around. All of a sudden she's like, hey, you're actually a kind of cool guy. You didn't disrespect me when I shot you down. You handled rejection. And it is a pet peeve of mine. Like you see it. Guy will be like, "Oh, you're beautiful. Can I get your phone number?" And she'll be like, "No." And it's like, "Oh, fuck you, bitch." Like,
I know.
really, dude?
Yep.
So go
That's
ahead.
more common than anything, though.
Yeah. And in that moment, it is very awkward when you get shot down. And it's, I've never been that guy to be that dick to someone for shooting me down, but to be able to handle that in stride and like not let it physically show that you're flustered or whatever is definitely a learned skill for most.
Yeah.
But either way, just walk away and
Yeah.
ask the next beautiful woman you see walking down the street, you know? Try again.
Thank you, next.
What if she's got a boyfriend at home? That's why she's shooting you down. But what if her friend's single and looking, you know?
Exactly.
Don't close doors you haven't opened yet.
Yeah. And you're an asshole to her. And her friend's like, "Oh, he's hot." And her friend's like, "Nope, he was an asshole." So, yeah, see?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll
Well,
see
this
why.
A little bit of a switch. If you were going to prison for the rest of your life, would you boo up?
No.
No, you wouldn't even try it.
No, like, and
one time.
And that's like, that's dumb. Like, and plus since 2024, there are literally Facebook groups, pen pals for inmates. Why are you gonna boo up? You can just get you a pen pal on Facebook. You got computers and shit in the joint now.
So, but like that, like an online relationship is different from an in-person one, though. Like, you'd just be like permanently celibate rather than like, let's try it.
You're going to be permanently celibate anyways, because they ain't going to let her come in your cell and do anything.
No, but
You're going to
like,
see
if
her
you
through glass.
know one of the other cellmates.
Oh, I'm looking at this way wrong. No.
See, I thought it meant at first too, like, would you get a girlfriend or a wife before
no, I think it
you
means
go into
like,
prison?
Like a prison boyfriend.
A prison boyfriend.
Yeah.
Hell no.
No.
Look, I broke my right hand when I was going through puberty. I was like 10, 11 years old. My left works perfectly fine too. If I get bored, I'll just switch.
Okay. What is one thing that you think men as a whole need to do better?
This one's got me stumped. I've been sitting here thinking hard on it, and it's like, man, still drawing a blank, but just how they, I don't know.
It's so hard because men just do everything right all the time.
Oh, yes. We are perfect. I'm so glad. I'm so glad to get the acknowledgement. Finally.
Not all men.
Jesus. Get the fuck out of here. All right. Is it true that most men try to see if they can suck their own dick at some point?
Yes. I mean, if a man tells you they didn't at one point when they were a kid, try to, especially when you heard about Marilyn Manson taking his ribs out and all those rumors around, definitely. And if they tell you no, then their masculinity and pride is getting in the way of the truth. If I could suck my dick right now, I would do it every day.
This is not something women try to do.
A boy's favorite toy when he finds his ding-a-ling. There's a whole song about it. Like,
can you sing it?
Yeah, I don't know this song.
You don't know my ding-a-ling?
My ding-a-ling, I
wanna be my ding-a-ling-a-ling. My dad would be so proud of me right now.
Hopefully we don't get in trouble for playing that clip. I will link it in the show notes for anyone who wants to hear the whole song. It is by Chuck Berry.
My ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Okay. Does having sex with someone really not change the relationship for men? Like, y'all can really just have sex like it's a game of putt-putt and move along, no feelings or anything?
You know, it really, 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 really depends. That's a really broad question. Because you could say you find run into this chick and you're out drinking, you're at the bar, and you're like, "Oh, I actually like her. I'm into her, blah, blah, blah." And then you take her home and then you bust a nut. Boom, post-nut clarity. You're like, "Man, I was just drunk and desperate." And then you're like, "I got to get away from this because no, I don't want anything." But then that, like, if you're actually seeing someone and you haven't had sex and you do for the first time, then yes, I think absolutely it changes things. Like, that's when you go from seeing someone to now you're potentially dating. You know, that's like a big step forward from where you might have been before. With hookup culture the way it is, I think, yeah, a lot of people can just go out there and do their thing and not give a shit and move on to the next one. And I've seen it. I've done it. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm better than anyone else. But like, you see it as a bartender, you see the same people come in every weekend, leaving with different people every weekend. They don't give a shit. They don't care about that other person. They just want to get their rocks off for the night. So it really depends on what the context is. I feel like if you are continually seeing someone and then you do hook up or do have sex and it doesn't change anything, then maybe there's nothing really there. I don't know. I'm one that if I see someone more than a couple of times, I'm already going to start being invested in it, whether I like it or not. And I can't just shut that switch off. But yes, I can just go hook up with someone random and not give a shit the next day.
So, what is one thing that you wish women in general did differently?
Affirmation, just like little things like getting ready to leave for work. And you're like, hey, proud of you. Thanks for getting up and going to work. Just at some point every day, hey, you're doing good. Thank you for this, whatever. Then, should that time come that when she approaches you with, hey, I think you've taken a step back and you can do better lately, you might take that better.
Yeah, the little things mean a lot.
Yeah. And then, on if you want to look at that from a life perspective, and I really don't like hookup culture as much as I'm sure most people in today's world have been a part of it, but being honest with intentions. And I know that's really hard because you have to keep yourself guarded because you never know when the person's sitting in front of you lying to you, and you could be pouring your heart out to them and 100% genuine to them, and they just don't give a shit. So that's hard to do, but not necessarily showing your cards, but showing your hand a little bit more.
Yeah. What do you think are some of the top challenges facing men today when it comes to dating?
General opinion. I think people are too worried about what other people think, what's going on around them. People have kind of not lost their ability, but definitely taken a big step back to be different or have disagreements and still have respect and be able to get along. And I think that affects dating. Like, because you and your friends are all pro-gun and she's all, well, I don't like guns, it doesn't mean you can't find neutral ground. And that's probably a bad subject to use. And there's always the fear of hurting someone's feelings. As much as it's gotten easier, hookup culture's definitely hurt genuine dating. You hook up one time and then the next day you're busy hanging out with your kids and she's like, why aren't you answering me? Why aren't you texting me? And it's like, we're casual, I thought. I got shit going on. I gave you a day of my time and now I'm back to my grind and doing my thing and I can't be on my phone all day every day. It just creates animosity and then you got to break her heart. It's like, why didn't you just tell me that you don't do casual, you're gonna catch feelings on day two. And I'd be like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
In that instance, a mess.
I think some women lie to themselves about it too. Like they feel like they genuinely might think that they'll be okay with it and then they aren't, or
Yeah. And every situation's different. Like maybe you've been fine with it with the last like few people, but then this person, you just have a good connection and you catch feelings.
and in that instance, and that happens. But you can't pressure the other person into having those same feelings. You have to be
Right.
able to just write it out and it might work out. But like if that happens with me and if I were to hook up with someone that it was supposed to be casual and then she caught feelings. I know I described one situation where she came at me the wrong way and I was like, okay, bye. That's stage four clinger alert. There's a much better, and it goes both ways, but there's
Yeah.
a much better approach to that. Like she could have just been like, hey, that was fun. We should do it again. Have conversation. If there's a connection there, it's going to go both ways. But if there's not, then she should disengage, pull herself back a little bit, you know? And
Absolutely.
that's same thing with the guy. If it's supposed to be casual and he's catching feelings, don't break your own heart.
Yeah.
Okay. What are some struggles that men experience that you feel women might not be aware of or sensitive to?
Maybe not completely unaware of or unsensitive to, but the mental pressure and stress and emotions that, as a whole, men by stigma are supposed to suppress. Like we're just supposed to be all strong all the time. We're gonna go get this. We're gonna make this happen. And sometimes it sucks, and we get low too. I'm sure men aren't the most sensitive to other subjects that women aren't into too, but that's something I feel like men face alone sometimes.
It seems that men, even in like their relationships with other men, don't have the same level of like closeness or intimacy for that emotional support that women have in their relationships. Something.
100%. If my best friend was low right now, I'd literally walk into his living room and be like, get up, pussy. We're going to go do some gangster shit.
You wouldn't just go hug him and
I will tell
tell
him
him
I
and
love him. I'll give him a hug. I'll tell him I'm proud of him. I'll be like, look, man, I know shit's rough, but no, we're not going to get into that deep talk. And that's like, he really wants to, but that's just not my thing.
repress our feelings.
not suppress our feelings, but let's get her mind off of things and at least come up with a plan of attack for how to fix the situation. It's not, you might have to suppress your feelings until they're gone, but if you fix the situation, then those negative feelings are going to be gone, right?
Is that how it works?
Everybody's
I guess.
Do you feel like you have no emotional support when you are not in a romantic relationship, or do you have emotionally intimate platonic relationships?
We just kind of touched on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that is something that I do miss. Like I miss coming home, and if I have had a bad day at work, just be able to vent a little bit. That's something men can do better. We don't, as men, communicate with our feelings and emotions. We've been taught our entire lives that, oh, you're a man, be a man about it. Do something about it. Don't talk about it, be about it, you know? And it's like that can be hard sometimes.
Absolutely. How much does physical attraction matter in a relationship? We always hear that guys are visual and that it's kind of like the number one for most or a lot of guys. Do you feel like that's accurate?
Yeah, and it is kind of. You can be the most beautiful woman in the world and then start talking and it's an instant, you're a zero. So there has to be some sort of physical attraction, I feel like, though. This is a hard subject to talk about without like sounding crude, but a lot of it is how you're done up, how you take care of yourself, how you hold yourself, your body language. If I'm talking to you and then you start talking to me and you've got some fucked up teeth and that you haven't brushed in, like you can clearly tell you haven't brushed in like 2 weeks, I'm going to turn around and walk away. Cause if you ain't taking care of your teeth, you ain't taking care of nothing else. And to me, it's how like presentable, how done up, not necessarily makeup and all that. I'm not one to care about that, but that's what attracts me the most. And a perfect example of this was one day I was, this is probably 2 years ago, I was out in a bar and there was a woman sitting down the bar to my left and she was a little bit older than me. I could tell she had some gray hairs and I'm like, man, she's really rocking that. I like that. And then I saw her smile and I'm like, holy cow. And just the way she talked and her body language and everything. I liked her energy. I liked her vibes. And then what sealed the deal for me was a guy walked up all arrogant and just slapped his phone down, cracked a joke. She laughed. He slaps his phone down. I was like, she put your number in there. She slid his phone back, said, I'm not all about that life. And I'm like, oh shit, she ain't it easy. I like this one. So I went out to smoke with my buddy. I'm like, who is that? And he told me her name. And I went in and he told me the wrong name. And I sat down, I'm like, hey, your name's such and such. And she's like, that's close, but no, it's such and such. And I'm like, oh, okay. I was kind of flustered, but I'm like, I got to say, you know, and she was looking at me too. So I kind of knew there was something there. And I'm like, you are absolutely gorgeous. Your smile lights up this whole room. And they went from there. And just that energy, that vibe was the physical attraction. She wasn't like by general standards, if you put her in a magazine, people wouldn't be like, oh, she's a 10 out of 10, blah, blah, blah. It was how she was done up and how she presented herself that physically attracted me to her. And obviously the smile, that's one of my big things that I look for first, because you can tell a lot about someone just by that.
Yeah.
And their fingernails. The bottom, especially y'all paint your nails. So you got to wait till you see the bottoms. You can have some nice ass nails on top. And then underneath, they're just haven't been cleaned in a week. And it's like,
on the long nails. Yes.
I have seen this. I've literally left a bar with a woman planning on hooking up with her and had to make an excuse to get her out of my apartment because I saw the bottoms of her nails and I'm just like, gag.
Oh, no.
The one good thing out of COVID is people wash their hands more now.
Right?
That is true.
All right. If you're dating someone, what's something that they could do that would be most meaningful to you?
I'm a big physical touch person. So I put your hand on my back and be like, hey, appreciate you getting up and going to work every day. Boom. I'm just like, oh, cool. Now all of a sudden I don't want to go to work today. I'm like, I want to go to work now. That's huge. And I don't know if I'm speaking for all men, but just to hear that we're doing good and that we're appreciated, that what we're doing is acknowledged, like it helps us stay on track and stay motivated and keep moving forward.
And now for a little bit of a switch up. This one, I think, is a topic that has been, I don't know, almost like a hot topic. And I think that there's a lot of confusion about what it is. So post-nut clarity, can you walk us through this?
All right. You just got done wanking it to some fucked up porno and then you bust a nut and you're like, oh my God, what is wrong with you? Why would you get off to that? That is post-nut clarity. Or let's say you're out at the bar and you take this girl home and you get done. And then all of a sudden you're just like, why? Like, I'm not attracted to her. I'm not into her. Like, what the hell? And that is post-nut clarity. Whereas I feel women after sex is over are a little more sensitive and vulnerable, whereas men will never be smarter than the like 60 seconds after they bust a nut.
I think the difference for women, at least when it comes to, this is going to be so bad, at least when it comes to like casual sex, for straight women, at least, you have to nut for post-nut clarity to be a thing.
Oh my God. Okay.
Facts.
That is something that I've always been really like insecure about. Like if I feel like I'm not performing good in bed, I can't enjoy it. And I will like disengage, abort mission. I don't know how men can just like not give a shit about getting the girl off and feel good about themselves. Like eventually that's got to get you like, man, I'm not doing it right. Like shit, I can't fuck. Like that's got to bother people.
Well, I think so. I think there's a few factors. I think one is, but it is true that casual sex for straight women tends to not be very good. There's a couple factors. I think one, women sometimes overplay up the faking it. And so like when you do that, the guy's not
That's your own fault if you don't get off then.
Right. But then there's also a lot of men who either truly think that like, oh, like women don't actually orgasm, that it's like a myth, or the ones that really just like don't care, especially if it's casual. And so that's the feedback we hear a lot, at least. I think certainly that things are changing as there's more like awareness and stuff, but it's definitely the experience for a lot of women.
I mean, you can fake that orgasm, but you can't fake that leg shake. That's how you know you've done it right. And the goal should always be to pleasure the other person. And if you both have that mentality, then it's going to be good. I feel like casual sex, and the reason it might be bad for a lot of casual women, or one of the reasons, I don't want to say the reason, it takes time to learn someone else and their body and how they enjoy things and what they enjoy and stuff like that. So if you're just doing one casual hookup with someone, it's not, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be knockout sex. They don't know you. That doesn't mean they're not good at sex. They're just not good at sex with you. And that makes it hard. If you do have a random casual partner and it's like, bam, that was the greatest I've ever had, keep fucking doing it. Hold on to that, because it's hard. People have rotations and stuff. So build your rotation strategically, I guess. If you're going to have casual sex, have it with people that want to learn how to do it as good as possible with you.
Absolutely. Would you be insecure in a relationship with a woman who made significantly more than you?
I don't know. I could sit here and say no, but at the same time, it just depends. Like, I mean, and no matter what, I'm always going to work. I'm never going to be a stay-at-home husband. That's not something I could do. I'd have too much energy. I'd go stir crazy. But I mean, why would I instantly exclude myself from the luxuries of someone like a doctor? What if I run into a doctor at the coffee store and that ends up being my soulmate, but I'm going to give that up over an insecurity? Like, boo hoo. So what? My wife bought me a Ferrari. Cool, man.
Have you ever peed a little to fake coming? Is this something guys can do?
No. Yes, guys. Some guys can. If you can pee with a full on erection, I guess from talking to other dudes, like that's not always easy to do. But if you're going to fucking give her a golden shower, just do it, man. Don't pretend it's cum.
What's this question? What the fuck? I'm sorry. Jesus.
I feel like it is a lot more common for a woman, because women can squirt. Some women, it just happens a lot easier than others, but all women are capable of it if they have an orgasm. Crazy enough, I was with someone in a serious relationship for several years that was someone that did it very easily, frequently, all the time. So whatever, you know.
So was that fun, or was it more annoying?
Oh, no, I enjoyed it.
Okay.
At first it was like, man, is this going to happen every time? But no, yeah.
All right. Last question.
All right. So now we have this section of the show is called Joe Jam, where we basically just quickly let everyone know either new music that's out or what you've been listening to this week. Jody, do you want to start and tell us what you have?
Yeah, I've been on a Hozier kick lately. I don't know. Like, I literally heard him for like one of the first times walking through a thrift store, and I had to listen to the like Shazam thing on my phone. But my Hozier song this week is called Work Song.
Awesome.
What about you?
Well, Jerry, do you want to go?
Oh, yeah.
My dangling.
Perfect.
Well, real talk though. No, actually, I had an incident the other day where someone was just doing a lot of talking, and it was work related. But and I'm just like, I had made a comment about talk being cheap, and then I was on my way home that day, and Lil Wayne's song "She Will" came on, and there's a line in it where he's like, "Today I went shopping, and talk is still cheap." And I'm like, "Oh, that one hit." So that's my jam for the week.
Nice.
And then I have, so this one, Beyonce, just
I knew it.
New song that she has, Texas Hold'em. And it's kind of, well, she's actually done country songs before, or at least one. Now it's time for our last section of the show. You know what that means? It's time to dish bish.
You better dish bish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so in this part, we just ask some more personal, spicy questions, which we're on a roll with for this episode since it's been all so many questions, but we have a few fun ones. So we'll kick it off, and then we all will answer these, but we'll start with Jerry as our guest of honor. So what is something kinky that you've been asked to do and declined?
I get pegged.
Okay.
I mean, a finger during a blowjob, sure, but no, definitely not a strap-on. You're not, no.
Not pegged?
You stole mine because mine was pegging.
Oh, my God.
Jody?
Never been asked to peg. Literally anything but stuff. I don't want anything to do with that. And that's like, no, that's it.
Divorce.
It's kinky enough for me. Shut up.
Okay. Have you ever dated more than one person at the same time?
No.
Never?
Never.
Jody?
I don't think so. Have I? You would know.
Like, been in a relationship with two people at the same time? No.
You did.
Jody, you did?
I don't think so.
You're very, like, serial monogamous. Like,
yeah.
Really, you know what I mean? Oh. So, mm-hmm. Probably not. I have, but I've never done it in a way that breaks a commitment. I'll say that.
That's fair. And I feel like a lot of people, when you're dating, like, until you've discussed being exclusive or put a title on things, then it's not anything that's wrong.
I agree. I also think that it's good to know if, hey, this is, we're seeing other people or we're not, like, even just that and being open about that aspect is.
Yeah.
I think.
And I always try to bring that up. Like when I first start seeing someone, like, I want to know, I just want to know things. I want to know whether we are exclusive. I want to know what your intentions are, what you're thinking, like what you want, where we're at in this. And I mean, we're not getting any younger. So if you're going to invest a portion of your life in someone, I feel like you should be able to communicate about these things and know where you are at.
I agree. Especially, I think if there's anything sexual involved, to be able to be open about whether that's exclusive or not. All right. Next question. Have you ever hooked up with or dated someone and then found out they were already in a relationship?
Yes. If I find out someone I'm talking to or interested in or whatever is in a relationship, I cut it off. Like, I'm not going to break up someone else's relationship. I'm not going to do that. So if I'm in that situation, like, that's a tough one. Like, especially if it's like someone I know and have respect for, I'm like, I'm going to tell them. I'm gonna be like, bro, I've been banging your girl. My bad. I didn't know.
Nice.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever had to be like, bro, I'm fucking your girl?
I have had a guy just comes up. I just got there. I just walked over to the pool table and I was getting ready to start shooting some pool. And he comes up and belly bumps me and he's on my face. And I'm like, do I know you? And he's like, yeah, you're fucking my girl. I'm like, oh, who's your girl? And he tells me, I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking your girl.
Okay. What is, oh, wait, Jody, you didn't answer.
Ever hooked up or dated someone, then found out they were already in a relationship? Yes, I have. My husband was in a relationship when we started dating.
Bad girl.
Wait.
I didn't know.
Wait, I thought, for real? Why am I? I feel like I should remember this.
So I'm not going to say her name. I don't think you've met her. But after we were, I mean, probably 6 months or so had gone by, and this was MySpace days. He had left his MySpace page open at our house, and he had a message pop up from this girl, and she was like, so I have to ask you something. So I'm like, what's up? And she's like, why did you cheat on me with Jody? And I'm like, cheat on you with what? And yeah, come to find out he was dating this girl from a town over. Yeah. What about you?
MySpace Messenger.
Yes, MySpace.
You know, I don't think so. Can you think of?
I don't think so.
Yeah, like I was like, I almost feel like I should, but I don't think so.
I don't think you did.
All right. This is a fun one. What is the worst thing you've done in a relationship? Or it could be like at a breakup or something too.
I mean, I think I've shared everything on previous episodes about like cheating on that guy in high school.
Oh, was that gas station M&M?
Nope. It was with Waka Block.
Sometimes you got to walk a block.
Suck some cock.
Oh, wow.
No, the guy that I was dating was really sweet and he was really nice, but like that was not, I didn't want sweet and nice at 17.
Wait,
no, you wanted a bad guy? Boy. I think, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, you cheated on the nice guy with the walk.
I did, yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And he was just really sad. Okay, you guys go.
I've just never done anything bad.
You haven't though, actually.
Honestly, the one that came to mind, there was a person that I dated. And when we broke up, I made like a TikTok video that was just not very nice. And I didn't like identify him in it, but it was still something that he ended up seeing and like being hurt by. And it wasn't, it was just not, it was not the right thing to do. And
I liked it.
Really bitchy. And I wouldn't do it again. But yeah, that's probably.
I cheated on my baby mama.
Oops.
Yeah. We were together for over 6 years and we grew apart. Like when we got together, we were together a couple months when she turned 21. I think I was 2 or 3 years older than her. And she eventually got to be a lot more of a homebody than me. She wanted to, on her off days, just lay in bed all day and watch her shows and stuff. And I wanted to go camping and kayaking and fishing and go do shit. We just never did anything together. And I think I held on way too long. I think we should have just sat down and called it quits a lot sooner. But in the end, I just got bored and ended up on Tinder looking for someone to spend my time with. And I actually got caught because I was a manager, overnight manager at a Denny's when I lived in Tennessee for a brief period. And the waitresses there, they just flocked me for whatever reason. I always swerved them and shot them down when I worked there. But there was one I sent some pictures to on Facebook, eventually some dick pictures too. And she showed them to her coworker and her coworker told my baby mama.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So it was like, that's honestly the nail in the coffin that ended our relationship. I think it was over long before that. Neither one of us just wanted to admit it. And I do regret it. I feel like in that situation, I could have done better. We could have just gone our separate ways. I wouldn't have broke her heart, or as bad at least. And I think it just would have been more beneficial to the future and our daughter, because it's like, obviously that caused conflict, which took time to get over and just postponed. But we co-parent very well now. She's getting married, about to have another kid. And I just sat down with my daughter the other day and had a conversation that it's okay. So it went from that climax to there was a lot of fighting. We could have got to where we are now a lot sooner if I hadn't done that.
Okay. Lights on or lights off?
On.
Off.
Off.
All women say off, and it's like, it drives me nuts. It's like,
why do you like the lights on? Because I feel like lights on, it's more just like, it's the bright lights. It's distracting. It's,
okay, no. Not the bright lights, but a little bit of dim light. And I like to see. If I've got a woman in my bed, she's beautiful. I want to see. I don't want to imagine what I'm doing, you know? I like to be able to see you when I'm doing you.
That makes sense. I just feel like a lot of times it's either like one or the other. Like dim lighting, I think, is probably the ideal.
Yeah.
Not like you can't see anything. But bright lights are
like
just
spotlight.
Like very distracting and not relaxing.
I also hate when you're like full on in the moment and then it's like, get up and go shut the light off. That sucks. Clap lights in the bedroom.
Clap lights. The clapper.
Oh.
Have your little disco party.
Genius.
Oh my gosh. All right, wait, this is our last question. You are with someone who you're absolutely head over heels for. The sex is amazing. And they confess they have always wanted to see you dressed up like an animal wearing a tail butt plug. Do you do it?
Full send. Tail butt plug's a little bit too much, but I mean, some cosplay, sure.
No.
I'll dress up as long as you dress up like Princess Leia in the Jabba the Hutt scene.
There you go.
Chain and all.
Compromise.
Yes, compromise.
I will not do it.
Would you do it if you took out the butt plug part?
Yeah. What about you?
I feel like in this moment, as right now, I would probably decline.
What about without the butt plug?
I don't know. I feel like we'd need to talk about some things. I don't know.
If the
I'm on
sex
the
is
fence.
amazing.
I'm on the fence.
All right.
Full send.
Maybe.
I'll do it without the butt plug. Thanks so much for listening. If you made it this far, please subscribe if you haven't yet. Give us a positive review and write some kind feedback. This means so much to us and is a way that you can help and support us that costs you nothing.
Follow us on social media at Get Comfortable Pod or send an email to getcomfortablepodcast@gmail.com. Bye.
Bye.